life without problems. Beam me up to heaven on this earth. Beam me up to life that's full of blessings. Jesus, you know, you said you love me. So I'm waiting for all your blessings. I expect you to keep promises. Show your power. Show you love me. Prove yourself, God. I am waiting. Then I'll praise you. Then I'll worship.
God is faithful, and with the trial will provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.
Beam me out. Beam me out of temptation, Jesus. I don't want to work to read your word. Beam me to safe thoughts so I don't give in. Jesus, you know.
No trial has come to you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and with the trial will provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. So notice the action verbs. First, we read God's promises. Then we pray for the Holy Spirit's empowering. See James 1:5 or Ephesians 3 and Ephesians 6. And then we act on God's promises. Like going to the eye doctor. We learn what is wrong, we get professional advice, and then we get help, but only after we act upon what's been offered. Read, do, after we pray.
Show your power, show you love me, then I'll praise you, then I'll worship.
Imagine a friend who comes to you only when he or she wants something. Imagine people who say a quick thanks and leave you until they want something else from you. It's even more painful when these are people you greatly care about. You probably know at least one self-centered person like that. How much do you respect that person? How much does God respect you? And so you pray for help, pray for blessings, pray for protection from temptation. Do you follow Jesus' words or just expect him to step in and beam you out of all your problems and temptations?
With you. Give me wisdom when I read your word. Beam your light of righteousness upon me. Jesus, you know, you said you love me. So I'm trusting for delivering. 1 Corinthians 10:13. You are faithful. You will give me a way out of this temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
No trial has come to you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and with the trial will provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.